Something to say about the game? Call 713-439-1560 and tell Nuno he lives with this crap.
My father's no different than any other powerful man. Any man who's responsible for other people. Like a senator or a president.
You know how naive you sound.
Why?
Senators and presidents don't have men killed.
Oh. Who's being naive, Kay?
I hate Kay. I hate everything about her, what she stands for. There's nothing good from Kay. And the character, Diane Keaton, and also Talia Shire. I don't care what movie they're in, I want them out.
No, they bring nothing to the table. In fact, they clear the table. They take things off of the table.
They try to ruin
the table.
The table
has a big buffet on it. And Talia Shire and Diane Keaton are there mowing it down, taking things off the table. They're stealing the silver,
yes.
China, the plates. Everything. The napkin rings, salt and pepper shakers, those two are the worst. A couple of wet blankets, they're just stealing everything off the table.
Think about what they did. Adrian almost ruined Rocky. Almost. I mean, she didn't want him to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would have been
poor. If it were up to Adrian, Rocky would still be trying to get his job back at the meat place, scooping up meat scraps at the end of the day. Remember?
And she wouldn't let him do numbers. Yes. And then, okay.
Yeah, she wouldn't let him break legs anymore.
No. Hate her.
You're a leg breaker.
Mickey.
Adrian's the worst.
Diane Keaton's character of Kay, okay, obviously the abortion situation with Michael, didn't tell him about it.
Yeah.
Just mean. And just
that was in two.
Yes.
Yeah.
And hateful. Just hateful lady.
Right.
And then in Godfather 3, she tries to be nice at times. And what's up with, this is actually recasting The Godfather. What's up with Michael Corleone having a flat top in Godfather 3?
I don't know.
That bothered me.
Yeah. It just goes to prove the old theory that behind every good man is some woman that did something to try and prevent him from getting there.
You know what's funny is Adele's mom is listening in California. Thanks.
Behind every good man is some woman he had to climb over to get there.
Yeah, I appreciate this. First time my mom decides to listen, she calls me. Yesterday goes, what time do you come on? I have to explain. You need to get up at like 6, Ma, because it's 8 here. She lives in California. She goes, okay, I'm going to listen. She just called me. How come you're not talking? I go, well, we got co-hosts, so now she listens, and thanks for that, Sean. Thank you very much.
Way to go.
Dale, you didn't say it. I said it.
I know. But
frankly, I don't care what your mom thinks of me.
I know. Yeah, she hates Notre Dame.
Your mom can hate me for all I care.
Well, she hates Notre Dame, too,
listens.
So
yeah, as long as she listens.
All right. So
as long as she listens and she supports my sponsors.
We're recasting The Godfather.
Does she need LASIK, Dell?
No, she has great vision, actually. Don't worry.
How about a cell phone?
Yeah.
Connectivity source?
Yeah, Dell.
She's got
one. She need tickets to Yankees Astros?
She's in California. I don't think so.
Tell her to go to 1560tickets.com.
All right. So
I think she'll be fine.
Okay.
Recasting The Godfather. We got to get to Willoughby Lakey and a couple callers on the line.
Does she need any siding or windows?
Nuno, how many times have you seen
her house
look? 3?
79.
She's got two. She's fine.
Since the year 2000, 79 times. All right. Who's going to play the role of Michael Corleone? Okay. Let's go with a couple names I'll throw at you. Jim Caviezel, whatever his name is, the guy
is
who played the
three?
Passion.
Is this in 3?
And any of them.
Okay, I went with Clooney before.
You went with Clooney?
Yeah.
I like Clooney. I don't think you can get better
Why
than Clooney.
Why are you asking me again?
Well, because it's part of the topic. I'm throwing my names out there.
Oh, okay.
Jim Caviezel, the guy, whatever.
Caviezel.
Who played
I don't even know who that is.
Passion of the Christ guy?
Who played Jesus.
I never saw Passion of the Christ.
You got to watch the commercial. I haven't seen it either. Benicio del Toro.
Michael Corleone.
Is that Italian for George Clooney?
Yes. Johnny Depp?
He's got to be in the movie.
That's not a bad one.
In the movie, yeah.
Johnny Depp's not a bad one.
Last one.
Johnny Depp should be in that movie somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
He should. I still think Clooney is Michael Corleone.
How about this one? Adrian Brody. You can see it. I know you can see it. Phil.
Clooney.
Okay, fine. But you do remember when Pacino was casted for that role, he was not a big actor. In fact, they wanted Robert Redford.
Yeah. They wanted Robert Redford?
Yes.
What were they going to do? Well, the whole blonde thing.
The whole thing they did with, you know, those kung fu movies, they put a white guy acting as an Asian, they would have done that with him.
A blonde guy acting as the Don of the biggest crime family in the Northeast? Why not go get Woody Harrelson?
Why not? Hey, and by the way, if we're going to do the African-American version of The Godfather, can we get Wesley Snipes in there?
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you.
How about him for Tom Hagen?
Woody Harrelson?
Yeah. Oh, no, Wesley Snipes. Woody Harrelson.
Okay.
Wesley Snipes is Tom Hagen.
Passenger 57.
Wesley Snipes is the adopted son. Somehow I think if the Corleones had found Wesley Snipes, they wouldn't have quite taken him into the family as willingly as they did Tom Hagen.
They let him in.
That's just the... Maybe we can get SEC guy in and get his opinion on that. But I don't think it would have happened. It's just a hunch.
Let me give out the number. 713-439-1560. We're here at the bus, right next to a bus. And if you want to join Sean Pendergast, David Nuno, KJ, and Chris Garner, you can do it. Because now it's the AstrosDaily.com segment. When we go to the lines, we're joined by Willie B. Lakey. What's up, Willie B.?
Hey, not much. How you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful.
Yeah, this is the segment that we do with exhaust fumes from the... We're doing the show from the bus, but this is a segment where we bring in an actual bus, and we get exhaust fumes blown at us, so forgive us while we die of asphyxiation here. Can you take over the show?
And there's nobody waiting. There's nobody waiting for the bus. He's just there.
No, yeah, I know.
I'm surprised that Joe Piscopo's name hasn't come up this morning.
Can't hear because we're underneath the bus right now. Sorry.
He said Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo.
Hey.
Okay, good. He stopped long enough to pick up absolutely nobody. Thanks for that. Thank you, bus number 50.
Love
it. Jackass. Just go. Move it already. I mean,
as you're going to church.
We have blind people driving buses. There's nobody there. Go.
And he waited.
There's nobody even walking. There's nobody even running up. Go, bus. Bus.
And he ran
to the
engine.
It's because they're coming here. They're going, the bus is open. It's this bus they're yelling at, not you, you jackhole. Go. Go. The light's green. Move. Now the garbage truck's going to come up like it did on us the other day.
Oh, that was terrible.
Any other public transit vehicles want to come into our show, want to pull into the parking space right here? Unbelievable.
Willie B.
Yeah.
As we're steering the ship back,
sorry.
We've got a couple callers waiting to talk to you. So let's go to the lines right now, and we're joined by Ryan Ed, a very special fan of the show. What's up, Ryan Ed?
Hi, guys.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. I just wanted to say that I was extremely pleased with last night's 5-0 win by the Astros, and I'm hoping the Astros will win their first series of the 2008 regular season later today against the Marlins.
We hope so, too.
My question for Willie is simply this. Do you think the Astros are going to make the playoffs this season as a National League Central Division winner or perhaps a wild card champion? And if not, how long do you think it's going to take before the Astros become legitimate World Series contenders again?
29 years.
He sounds like De La Hoya.
He did sound like De La Hoya.
I couldn't hear him very well. He's learned about their chances of making the postseason.
Yeah, he first off, he wants to know, you know, he's excited about them probably winning the series today against the Marlins, and your thoughts on that, and also if you think they're going to make the playoffs, will it be?
Well, no, I didn't pick them to make the playoffs before the season started, and after this rather sluggish start we're off to, I'm not going to change that right now, but I just can't see the wild card even coming out of the division. But sure enough, they could win the division. It's such a messed up little group.
And, you know, talk what's happening with this Astro team. You've got Roy Oswalt, who's just been just not Roy. I mean, he has not had a curveball. And the scary thing is on Friday he said he thought he had his good stuff.
Yeah, just to me it looks like he's trying to live a little bit higher in the strike zone than I'm used to seeing him in the past. So I don't know if there's all this speculation about him having some kind of arm issues. I just think he's just off to a slow start.
Willie B. Lakey here with us from Daily.com. Sean Pendergast taking over.
Willie, the other question the caller had was about not just this season, but looking more long-term. When do we see the Astros becoming contenders again, becoming relevant in World Series-type talk? And, you know, I think Ed Wade was handed a pretty thankless rebuilding job, and it's almost as if, you know, he's rebuilt this team, at least for the short term, with veterans to see if there's something they can sort of cobble together until they get the farm system rejuiced again. That's a really hard thing to forecast as far as, don't you think? I mean, as far as getting back to World Series, I mean, you got to probably get back to 500 before you start talking about what things look like down the road World Series-wise, but it's sort of a strange rebuilding job he had to undertake, don't you think?
Oh yeah, this is the results of several years of trading off a lot of farm help. Papur didn't really help us too much with that deal we made to get Jason Jennings. But we'll see. As far as World Series contenders, I think we're looking at 2 to 3 years minimum. But as far as getting back to the postseason, it's going to depend also what else happens with the other teams in the NL Central.
The number here is 713-439-1560. It's the AstrosDaily.com segment here from the bus on 1560 The Game's Game Time. And Willie B. Lakey with us. Willie B., winning a series, it's something the Astros have not done. Earlier in the show, we played a bite from Cecil Cooper. They haven't even won two in a row. What do you think about tonight with their ace, as John Granato called him earlier, Wandy, taking the mound?
I think we got a good chance going against. You know, the only thing that bothers me is we haven't seen this this kid pitching for that's going to be pitching for the Marlins. And if you look back in history, we all always seem to have a little bit of a burp the first time we see a pitcher. But I think we got a great shot today. Yesterday's game was, with Backy not even having his best stuff and keeping them off the board, that was a big deal after the Friday night game.
You mentioned Backy, and we haven't spoken in a couple of weeks. I want to get your take on the whole Backy Pujols thing that made national attention. Brandon Backy obviously took exception with the way Pujols slid at the home plate. Personally, I don't think it was that bad of a play by Pujols, and he apparently apologized afterward.
Right. I didn't really see all that much wrong with what Pujols did. Towels didn't really come up thinking it was such a dirty thing. I think Backy should have just kept his mouth shut and done his talking with his arm the next time he faces the Cardinals. But, tempers kind of flare up, and I can see Backy trying to protect his teammate a little bit, and that just happens. But I didn't think it was such a dirty slide.
Doesn't part of you enjoy that, though, that Backy is showing that fire? Because sometimes, especially when you're losing, and you're losing early on in the season, you don't want it to be a long season, sometimes you need that right hook. You need something to charge your batteries. And like we've discussed on the show, the Astros still treat the Cardinals like they were the Cardinals that won the World Series a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, I love to see it. I just think Backy could have done it a little bit quieter way, if that's possible to do something quiet.
Yeah, Willie, I was about to say, I don't think Backy's capable of doing anything quietly.
Well, that's great, and that's a good point, David. You know, this team has been relatively quiet in the past years. I think Biggio and Bagwell kind of built a team that just kept their mouth shut, and now we're seeing more of them speak up. I know Berkman always gets criticized for some of the things he says, but I think it's great to see him just come out and at least have a little fire right now.
That is Willie B. Lakey of AstrosDaily.com. Hey, Willie B., we got to the segment a little bit long because we were talking about buses and stuff, which made me laugh quite a bit. I'm not going to lie to you. We're going to come back with a lot more of you, and we've got some calls. A lot of people on hold today. We've got James and Phenomenal Smith, but first we're going to go to break. We'll come back with more of Willie B. Lakey from AstrosDaily.com. We are at the bus. What a place. I love the bus. The bus is across the street from Minute Maid Park. We got some gamers hanging out with us. We've met some new friends. Come out and join us. You know the number, 713-439-1560. If another person offers me tickets in the next couple of minutes, I may have to buy a ticket. Just playing, man. He's working the room. He's working the streets. 713-439-1560. It's the bus. More with Willie B. Lakey when we come back.
Zerline here. You know, if you and a buddy ever looked at a guy and went, ooh, that is a creepy-looking guy. I don't want to let him too close to my family. Maybe a wispy little mustache and clothes from about 27 years ago. Those are usually IT guys. I don't trust them. They're ferrets and they're weasels. And they try to make themselves invaluable by doing crap to your computer that you don't need. Get rid of those weasels. Go with our tech department. They do service contracts for small to medium-sized businesses, and they are your tech support guys. And by the way, if you do own a small to medium-sized business, they've got PC monitoring software. So guys, instead of surfing the porn or doing their fantasy football leagues, you can keep track of them to make sure that they're staying on task. Go with the company who has all the IT specialists that you need right there at your fingertips for a fraction of the cost. Our tech department, 713-358-6000, 713-358-6000. Check out their website, rtechdepartment.com. That's the letter rtechdepartment.com. For all of your small business and home computer needs, it's our tech department.
John and Lance here for the Indoor Comfort Specialists. These guys are unbelievable. The best thing about them is how much money they can save you. If you've got high utility bills, you can reduce your bill up to 30%. If they put in the geothermal air conditioning unit, up to 60%. And dehumidify your home like we have, Lance, you're saving every month.
Well, not only are you saving, it feels great. I mean, it feels absolutely awesome. And if you have a new system already, they've got a standalone unit that they can also install. We're talking about 90 pints of water per day that can be removed from your home. That is a major, major deal when you're talking about comfort within the home. And for 1560 listeners, you're still going to get the 15.6% off on any new system. But for the month of April, they're also going to offer a 5-inch media filter with UV light with every high-efficiency system purchased, which is about a $3,000 value. Just mention you heard about it on 1560 The Game.
Call the Indoor Comfort Specialist, 713-666-1101. That's 713-666-1101, or go to 1560ac.com.
Lance Erline here with a quality of life update. I've got 2-in-1 package for you. Number one, it's a porta potty rule. It's simple. Porta potties are the most disgusting places on earth, but you have to take advantage of them or use them in certain instances. If you go into a porta potty with your shoes untied, then your shoes stay untied the rest of the day. That's how it is. You don't touch your shoelaces. You just let them hang there. And then after a day, for some reason, it's magically okay to touch them again. I don't know the rule. It just happens that way. Number two, if you're a single guy and you don't like having to go buy stuff at the grocery store, next time you're over at a fast food place, get about a whole crap load. And I can't really tell you how much that is, but you just know how much it is. A crap load of napkins and bring them home with you. Then you don't have to get paper towels for like months. Always do that. Same thing with ketchup packets, but I don't have to tell you guys that because you're smooth like that. That, my friends, is your quality of life update. Fools!
Thank you, it's a Christmas show.
Gamers, what is up? David Nuno here at the bus hanging out. And, you know, earlier a bus showed up as I'm here, you know, trying to do a radio show. And I'm trying to tell people waiting on a bus, instead of waiting on a bus, why don't you call, you know, a bus company? And why don't you do that with a connectivity source phone? Because they have the Simply Everything plan. You like the way I segue through things? Because you don't have to worry about minutes. You don't have to worry about internet. Nothing. Because with the Simply Everything plan, $99, you can call all day. You can call freaking buses if you want from every corner. You know what else you can do? You can get online and check it out, too. You can use your phone, get online, and check out the bus schedule as opposed to waiting on a bus or telling the bus guy, hey, just wait for me. And while they're doing a radio show there, just stay a little bit longer. Call 1-888-NEW-DEAL right now or go to 1560phones.com and get yourself hooked up with connectivity sources, Simply Everything plan, Sprint phones. They've got the best phones. You can talk unlimited. You can text unlimited. You can get online unlimited. And let's just say, yeah, you know, I don't need to text. I don't need to get online. I just want to talk. Well, you can do that, too. For $89.99, they have a plan just for talking. Sprint and Nextel's connectivity source will take good care of you. Call them up at 1-888-NEW-DEAL or go to 1560phones.com.
Hey, Nuno, wake up, man. It's game time. Sheesh, I got to do everything around here.
I never wanted this for you. I worked my whole life. I don't apologize to take care of my family. And I refuse to be a fool. Dancing on the string, held by all those big shots. I don't apologize, that's my life, but I thought that... But when it was your time, that you would be the one to hold the strings. Senator...
Marlon Brando, a fantastic, fantastic Vito Corleone. And this is our last Godfather character we're going to recast. And I've had a hard time with this one, Shawnee. And if you're recasting the Godfather, who can you have play Vito Corleone other than somebody who's already played him? I think Robert De Niro, who played him in Godfather 2 as a young Vito, can play him as an old Vito.
Yeah, oh, no doubt about that.
Because, for some reason, your mic's off. But because...
Am I on now?
Yeah, you're on. The Untouchables. Remember when Robert De Niro gained all that
sure.
weight? He already can do the voice.
Yeah.
He's the perfect guy to play Vito if they redid it.
Yeah, it's too bad James Gandolfini's not about 15 or 20 years older.
See, that was one rule that you didn't hear. No Sopranos characters allowed.
I didn't hear that rule. I was too busy.
James
I was too busy putting War and Peace together over there with all the Astros sounds.
Hey,
sorry.
Which we have. We still got a lot to get to.
I know. We still got the last 12 chapters to get to.
This is game time here on the weekends, 8 to noon. Today we're going to be here till 1 o'clock at the bus across the street from Minute Maid Park.
Why no Sopranos characters? Too easy.
Too easy.
Okay.
Yeah, just want to make it hard.
That's fine.
Whoa.
That's what she said.
She did actually say that. She really did.
Go ahead.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
That's Sean Pendergast, the one that we call the classy one on the station. I'm David Nuno.
So sad.
And we're across the street from Minute Maid Park.
So Dell's the funky one and I'm the classy one?
You're the classy one, he's the funky one.
Nice.
Real nice.
Pretty cool.
And we got Willie B. Lakey, the professional one,
on the line from AstrosDaily.com. Willie B., what's up, man?
Oh, not much. How you guys doing? You get any more buses come by?
No more buses, but I kind of reintroduced you to the segment like you weren't here earlier, so that was cool. But let's go to the phone line right now.
I was having deja vu. I'm going, is it
same guy?
Sunday? Did I miss a whole week? Hey, welcome, Willie B. Willie's like, hey, how you guys doing? I'm going, didn't we have this guy on last segment?
Yes.
He's coming back in like he's brand new to the show.
Well, you know, radio, sometimes people are just tuning in. I don't know.
You're doing it to mess with me, and I don't appreciate it.
But I love to buy tickets on the side of the road.
Right,
so what we're going to do is we're going to go to the phones right now because James has been waiting patiently, and we apologize about that. James, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Wonderful.
Hey, I think De Niro is a good choice to play the role of Godfather.
We appreciate that. You got anybody else you want to throw in there?
No, I can't think of anybody, but I really like De Niro. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize, especially the younger viewers, that Marlon Brando was a relatively young man when he played that role of Godfather.
How about Carl Winslow?
Yeah. You watch that movie today, he plays that character so well, you actually believe he is a young man.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely do. He was a very young man. He was a pimp back in the day.
Yes, he was. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, James. Good to talk to you.
How's the weather out in East Texas?
I wouldn't know. I'm inside an office right now.
Hey, well, I've got four questions for you. You kind of answered the first two because they're on the Roy Oswalt. So, you know, the first one was I've noticed kind of a downward trend in the last three seasons with Oswalt, if you look at his statistics. Would you agree with that? And the second question, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you the second question since it ties into that. Considering that Roy has had three consecutive subpar starts so far, would you kind of agree that Roy's best years are behind him?
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on the first. I really haven't noticed the downward trend statistically in the last 3 years. Last year, the stats, if you look at them, his walks and his hits were up, but his numbers in 05 and 06 were very consistent and very good. He also left about four or five starts last year with the lead, and the bullpen gave it up. So I just think, it's a big concern right now, the way he's pitching, no doubt. But are his best years behind him? Maybe, but it doesn't mean that he still doesn't have a lot of good years left in him.
Hey, Willie B., last year there was even talk, right before September 4th, I think the last time that Roy Oswalt got his last victory, he was still being mentioned as a Cy Young candidate. So, I mean, last year he was pretty good.
Right, I agree. And you know, he started off his very first last year against the Pirates in Houston. He left that game with the lead, and then we blew it in the late innings. So, and I know that I went back and counted up, but there were at least four other games that he left with the lead and the bullpen or defense gave it up on him.
Now, Willie B., why do you think Roy didn't throw any curveballs his last outing?
Well, I don't know. That's the biggest thing, the biggest concern with me as far as why it might be some kind of arm-related issue. Throwing the breaking ball is going to tax your arm a little bit more. But overall, just in the three starts since the season opened, it just seems like he's trying to live a little too high in the strike zone to me.
Hey, James, you got anything else, my man?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate that. All right, 713-439-1560 is the number. Phenomenal Smith is on the line. He's got a phenomenal call about the minor leagues for the Houston Astros. Let's go to the lines. What's up, Phenomenal?
Hi, Willie. I was wanting to know, I guess most people are focused on the 2008 Astros, but I'm concerned about the long-term future of the club. And how long do you think it'll take Ed Wade to get the farm system turned around and make it respectable again? You know, what kind of time frame should we as Astro fans have for that to happen? Thanks.
Appreciate it. And, Willie, if you want to take that?
I'd love to take it. What do you say?
Basically, just how long is it going to take to rebuild the farm system? I had a hard time hearing him as well, but I did gather that. He also posted it on the website. Basically, what is reasonable timetable for the Astros farm system to get back up to par?
Oh, man, I don't know, because it was such a long time that we went trading away talent like that over the years. Probably started back at about 1998 when we when we first made the deal to get Randy Johnson midseason and started giving up talent then. You're going to have to give him, I think, 2 to 3 seasons to really rebuild the whole system. We've got a few guys down there that could start coming up as early as next year or maybe even the end of this year. But, you know, right now we're just going to have to play with what we got.
Hey, Willie, taking it back to the current Astros, the 2008 version, I think one of the really underrated things that Ed Wade's done in putting this team together has been his ability to go find some veteran guys who are really capable and versatile veteran guys to fill out the bench. You lose a couple guys like Kaz Matsui and Ty Wigginton, who you were counting on being in your everyday lineup, and you're able to plug in Jeff Blum and Mike Loretta. You got Jose Cruz on the bench. Talk a little bit about the job Ed Wade's done in building some depth on this team through, you know, veteran. I don't want to call them cast-offs because I think they're still capable guys, but it's got to make Cecil Cooper feel a little bit more comfortable with guys like that on the bench, don't you think?
Oh, it would make me feel more comfortable. I kind of questioned the Jeff Blum move earlier in the winter, why we needed him and Mark Loretta if we at the time we were still negotiating with Loretta. So, but I'm glad he did it now, and we've called up Newhand, who's also very versatile. Hopefully, we'll get Matsui back in the next. I'd say by this time next week, at least, and that might help the top of the order. I know that a lot of people I'm concerned about Bourne and Pence right now, but. Those guys have already shown what they can do in AAA. We're going to have to let them play for a while. But if we get Matsui back, maybe to hit second, drop Pence down, let him maybe work on his swing a little bit. We'll see where it goes. I mean, we got Erstad. He's versatile. Brought in little Chaito. Necro is down at Round Rock right now. So yeah, we've got some guys that can fill in if and when this happens during the season.
Hey, Willie, do you ever think Hunter Pence will become a good hitter and that's not one of those wild guys who just always thinks it's the first pitch, fastball, become more disciplined?
Yeah, because I think Hunter's got the right attitude. He's going to learn from his mistakes. He's got some guys around him now in the dugout that are going to help him. The rest of the league has adjusted to him, and now it's his turn to adjust to back to their pitching and just not be such a free swinger.
Willie B. Lakey is our guest right now here on 1560 The Game from AstrosDaily.com. If you've got a question for him, you can call us up at 713-439-1560. James is back. I guess he didn't like the way I faked his voice on the radio, so...
No, I'm not ready.
I wouldn't like being someone making me sound like Mr. Bill either.
What's up, James?
I'm all done with questions.
What?
Oh, I loved it.
Good. That's what I'm okay. Good time.
Go ahead, man.
I love it. You make me proud.
Stuff. I understand you have one more question for us.
Okay. You already kind of answered the question about Hunter Pence. I wanted to ask Willie, considering it was Gene Elston who made me a fan of this team, who or what helped you to become a fan of the Houston Colt 45 Astros?
Well, I could say that my dad's company transferring him to Houston in 1962 probably did the trick. But yeah, I grew up with Gene on the radio, and having nothing but a bunch of little pictures, I ended up spending a bunch of time in my room contemplating the mistakes I'd made, and gave me time just to read over baseball cards and just think about the Astros. Gene and my dad probably did more than anything to turn me into a baseball fan, though.
Yeah, I was one of the Pilla kids, and I'm sure you were, too. He always mentioned that over the radio during the air. When we were kids, when they were out on the West Coast, especially when there was only 8 teams, and they went out and played the Giants and the Dodgers in the 4-game series, and, of course, we had to stay home and stick that little radio under the pillow and listen to the ball game so that our parents wouldn't notice that we were still awake since we had to go to school the next morning. And also, I really appreciated that imitation you did my voice there, David. I like that. I was proud of that.
Well, you know, I've worked hard on mimicking your voice for many, many seconds before you were on air, and I appreciate your contributions to the show. That is James, who actually James is responsible for getting us Larry Durker today on the show, so we appreciate
it. Oh, sweet. Yeah, we got that coming up.
And he said he'll be here after around lunch or noon, so
okay.
Larry Durker will be here at the bus. He probably doesn't want me telling people that. Whatever.
Hey, okay, guys. Take care.
We appreciate your call, and we're about to say what you said, but we can't find the drop.
No, Dell doesn't know where the drop is.
Hey, Willie B., so you think the Astros win this series?
Oh, yeah, I think we take today's game. I think Wandy goes out and has a pretty good game, and the bullpen will come through for us. Hopefully, we'll have more than a three-run lead for Val Verde in the ninth, and then that'll do it. We'll finally take a series.
Hey, before we let you go, I want to ask you a quick question. Will it be Lakey from AstrosDaily.com, our guest right now? Will it be, why does Wandy win at home and not on the road? I mean, people have tried to analyze it, but what is your take on it?
You know, if I knew the answer to that, I'd probably be listening to this show while on my own private beach down in the Caribbean. I've got no idea if it's just a comfort factor. We always hear about Minute Maid being a hitter's park, but yet he's pitched so well in it. I just got no. I'm lost for a reason on that.
Slump Buster lives in Houston is personally what I think.
That's as good an explanation as any.
Why not?
I mean, seriously, that's the thing. That's a thankless question to you, Willie, when we ask that, because Cecil Cooper, the manager of the team, gets asked that in press conferences, and he doesn't know.
Right.
I love it when callers call our shows going, why do you think Wandy? I have no idea.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. The Slump Buster explanation is the best one I've heard so far.
It works. He's got his guma here.
There you go.
Is that allowed on the radio? All righty, then. Good times.
Bye, guys.
All right. Thanks, Willie B. All right. That makes for great radio. 713-439-1560. A lot more Astros talk when we come back on the next side of the break. We've got some sound to get to. The manuscript, the War and Peace that Sean was working on for 9 hours. The sound is coming back. We're going to have some Brandon Backey stuff coming back and also setting up today's game. We're at the bus. It's on the corner of Hamilton and Texas. It's Hamilton, right?
Yeah.
I say that right. I can see behind me. If you want to call in the show, 713-439-1560. Email the show at gametime@1560thegame.com.
That's Evil Wandy's theme music.